This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
As we've told you quite a few times, the Nat Moore Trophy coming out this year, first year, CBS4 getting behind it and doing an awesome job with it. And it's for the best player in South Florida, high school football player. And a lot goes into it. I mean, it's not just, hey, you ran for 300 yards, you're the guy. It's character, grades, everything goes into it. And Mike Cugno from CBS4 is kind enough to join us this evening. Mike, thanks so much for taking the time.
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
Good, good, good. Danny's over here relishing that he gets a chance to see you more than most people, but nevertheless.
Wait, is he saying nice things?
He always says nice
things. He's always saying nice things. Okay.
He always says nice things. But the one thing, too, Mike, when you take a look at this award, I mean, it's a long time, way long time overdue for us to have something in South Florida. And certainly, you know, Dan Marino's name would be on this and that. But Nat Moore was a guy, and I've told you the story many times. When I was a kid, I watched him at Miami Edison. And here's somebody who virtually never left the state. I mean, he went from Miami Edison to Day Junior College to the University of Florida to the Dolphins. And what he probably represented more than any athlete down here was not just athletic ability, but getting it done in the classroom, a class individual, a man of character. And then this award that you guys have come up with this year, perfect. I mean, perfect for him because it fits him to a T and kind of recognizes all the great things that he's done. Talk about how that came about and how we're progressed and when it's going to be awarded and what's the process.
Yeah, so basically, I mean, come on. Like, Nat Moore, as far as Miami Dolphins go, aside from, like, the Dan Marinos, you know, and the JTs that you see all around town, whenever there seems to be a Dolphins event, especially something with the community, Nat Moore is there. To me, he's one of the more visible guys you can, you know, talk about in that entire organization, from football to community events. And so, you know, that kind of encapsulates everything that's going on with this award. As you mentioned before, it's not just about how many touchdowns, how many tackles you got. It's about character. So yeah, we're compiling a nice little bank of nominees here, and we'll continue to profile them as the season goes on. This week we profiled Derek Wingo from St. Thomas Aquinas, linebacker, who, like Nat Moore, is going to be a Florida Gator. And then we're going to basically, you know, we'll get a committee together to kind of whittle the names down to four, and then we'll have a smaller committee that picks a winner. And that December 10th, I believe it's December 10th, we're hosting an awards banquet, and we'll pick our first ever Nat Moore Trophy Award winner. And you know what? There's so many guys down here already just going through the list and some of these profiles we've done. It's going to be really, really hard and maybe even a little painful for us to pick just one.
Yeah, and no doubt, because you get kind of closer to them by doing the profiles on them. I know I saw you out of Columbus, and you've done something on, I believe, was it Henry Parrish you did something with?
How about that? Sports Center recognized him, some South Florida guys. Week one, that touchdown run against Belen, it made it all the way up to, I think, as high as one on the Sports Center top plays. So they came down here, reconfigured a wall in the Columbus gym to kind of dedicate it to him. And that thing's going to hang up in the gym forever. And it's really cool to commemorate him. He said he always wanted to be on the Sports Center top 10 plays. I don't think he thought he'd make it his senior year of high school, maybe in college or something. But yeah, he's up there, and that'll remember that one forever.
Mike Cugno joining us, CBS 4. And when you talk about this idea, this was implemented in Texas already, and they kind of just translated mm-hmm. the management when they got here. They said, hey, this is a great idea. It worked really well. It was popular in Texas, and you figure, why not here in South Florida? Because of the fact that we're, I mean, the crazy fans, the tremendous athletes, and certainly as you go through the profiles and the names, you could see that. I mean, you talk about Wingo, yep. you talk about Parrish, you talk about all these other kids who are good, better than average student athletes. What have you found doing it that's so interesting about a lot of these kids?
I think it's interesting that, like, in the day and age that we're in with social media and how much high school gets covered now, that, you know, you turn on, you know, ESPN or Fox Sports Florida or something, like, just during the week, and there seems to be a high school game on all, you know, every week, that it's become such a national thing. It's not just you know, a local big event anymore. You know, it's around the country. You're getting to see these kids highlighted on a national stage, and you get to learn about them a little bit more than just through the recruiting websites or the newspapers. You know, you get to see these kids in action. And, you know, let's say Miami maybe recruiting a kid out in California, you can actually watch his games now. So what I think the takeaway is how mature these kids seem to be coming out of high school. I was joking around with Wingo in our interview last week. I was like, dude, you sound like you're 30. Like, you sound like you've been through the ringer with all these interviews. He goes, yeah. He goes, you know what? I do probably interviews about once a week now. So the maturity level of these kids and just, you know, how they handle the media and the spotlight, I think it's good that they're getting the exposure now. That way when they're in college and, you know, and then the bright lights and on SportsCenter, you know, they don't get shy about it. They can show off their personality and you know, they're maturing, I think, a little bit faster, but in a good way.
Yeah, and I agree. I mean, because we have, you know, during the course of the year, we have dozens of kids on the radio show, and it gives them mm-hmm. an opportunity to, you know, to learn how to deal with the media and being on live on a radio show. And, you know, a lot of them get a little bit overwhelmed at times, but you have, like you said, we've had Wingo on, we had Henry Parrish on last month, we've had a lot of kids on that kind of embrace that, you know, feel that they're ready for that, you know, that spotlight, so to speak. And when you take a look at some of these kids, and any Friday night, I had an opportunity to, you know, I've actually seen Columbus three times, and now they're playing. I like when they play their home games. They have one on mm-hmm. Thursday against Miami High, which is a key district game, and something, you know, with Columbus losing two games in a row. Obviously, I know you're not happy about that, but
I'm not.
But they, when you take a look at it, though, they lost to Booker T, which I think is a team that a lot of people really are underestimating, and a good South Dade team. So, I mean, and I know Coach Dave mm-hmm. Dunn in his first year back here as head coach has a lot of talent. I mean, it's not just Henry Parrish. I mean, they're loaded. But we find that, too, Mike, as these kids come on the show, they, you know, they're college ready in that way, too. And that's important because you do so many interviews, and the last thing you want to do is get a college freshman and you give a 90-word question and he says yes, you know. And, right. you know, I mean, and leaves you hanging. But these kids are, you know, they're ready now. They're excited about the opportunity to be a part of this. And like you said, I mean, you know, these kids embrace it. And it's kind of old hat. It sounds funny. Back in my day, we never got this opportunity. But this is the day mm-hmm. we live in. We live in a social media age where these kids have the more than their 15 minutes. And it's certainly exciting. Well, we'll follow this. Now, is there a website that anybody can go to and follow along and maybe see some of these interviews? I know that you have these on you had them on during the Dolphin halftime during mm-hmm. the exhibition. When can anybody see some of these interviews?
So we run them on Tuesdays during the week. You can see like the longer form profiles Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We highlight some of the games and try to sneak in as many athletes as we can. But if you want to nominate someone, and the nomination process is always open, go to natmoretrophy.com. And you can also see the recaps and the interviews and the highlights there. So a lot of the stuff goes up on the website. So if you miss it, you know, driving home from work or whatever, you miss the news or in the morning, you can see that stuff there. So, you know, there's plenty of opportunities to nominate. There's plenty of opportunities to catch any interviews you've missed. And look, if you've got a kid that you want to nominate, go nominate him. And if you want him profiled, let me tell you this. we've got more than enough kids to profile. I mean, basically just throw a dart at the map of South Florida, and you can hit a school, and there's probably going to be one or two kids there that we'd love to profile. But always feel free to reach out either on Twitter or email to myself or to CBS Sports Sports Department and tell us, hey, you know, we've got this kid you guys haven't seen yet. And we love diamond in the roughs. We love the kids with the big personalities that maybe we haven't heard of yet, because that's what it seems like every year. There's someone who comes out of here that maybe you didn't hear about a lot in the recruiting cycle. Like this week, we were watching the Auburn game. The kid Schwartz, yes, and he's out of Pembroke, yes, Pines. Kid can fly.
Yep.
But there's so many kids, you know, sometimes you miss every, we're like, oh, where's this kid from? Oh, South Florida. Are you kidding me?
Amazing.
Like, how did we miss this? You know? So yeah, there are so many kids down here. We want to try to highlight as many as them as we can throughout the year.
Good stuff.
Before we get down to the banquet. Yeah.
Good stuff, Mike. So, well, we appreciate it. As we get closer, maybe in a month or so, we'll hit you back, talk about some of the other kids in the mix, and we urge you to get on there and vote. Get your favorite player in the mix, and we'll come up with a winner in December. Thanks a lot again. We'll talk to you soon, and we appreciate your big-time contribution.
Anytime, Blue, you got it.
Good stuff. Mike Cugno, CBS 4.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.